Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy to be here. Today is November 25th, 2020, 1440 and 1441, respectively, with the moon and the sun calendar. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time zone you're in. I appreciate you coming through. And we're getting inundated with all kinds of stuff for Thanksgiving in the U.S. But in other countries, it's just regular every day. All right. So I'm grateful for your attention, and I know that things are going to be good for you this season because the universe is back in balance. The universe is back in balance. And so, you know, things are going to be happening, but you can adjust. You can do what you need to do. So we're going to bring on the Facebook Live. Hello. And we're joined with Facebook now, and we have Blog Talk Radio on as well. And so today I put on the sheet that we're going to talk about infertility. And so, but I just want you to know that infertility does not happen, overnight. It's a process. And so when I have women that come to me who are trying to have children, we have three case studies in Queens, New York. All three are in the same place. And so that's when you start to do the research to find out if there's something in the water, or all the women in that group or in that area struggling with those issues. Is it a family of women that have not had children and cannot have children? So you have to do the research to find out where the root of the problem is. Because when you find out what the root of the problem is, you chop the root and then you have no other thorns. All right. And so when you are having difficulty and you may be an only child, you may be adopted, you don't know if it's a family issue. But a lot of people say things run in the family. Things don't run in the family. Just everybody in the family is eating the same thing. So if you, and I heard it in my own family, my grandmother used to say, Francis, diabetes runs in the family. It doesn't run in the family. Everybody's eating out of the same pot. So whatever that issue is and everybody's eating the same thing, you're all going to get the same result. So you don't have to be susceptible to issues that your family eating out of the same pot is going through. You change your food and yours will magically disappear, all right? And so those are the decisions that you have to make. You can be casted out as a, black sheep of the family or a rebel or whatever, but that's just an indication that you are looking for an answer that has not been answered in your life. And you know there's something better. You know that there's relief somewhere. You know that someone somewhere has the answer and you're connecting. So you never stop looking until you get what you're looking for. And what you're looking for is looking for you at the same time. So it's a beautiful thing to have things come together that way. All right, so we're going to talk about infertility, but I'm going to go off on a little out direction every now and then as things come to my mind. And I think about questions that people ask me all the time, and so if one person has a question, that means there's thousands that can benefit from the answer, and so that's why I throw things out all the time. All right, so when you're looking at infertility, you're looking at the reproductive system. Now, also, if there's an issue with infertility, how do we know it's the woman who has never know, maybe she's a virgin and she's whatever. So there's no backstory on her trying to get pregnant before, or there's no backstory on her having siblings who have children, you know. And so we have to find out if it's the male, because the man can have issues if he's never had a child, or if he's, you know, it's just a whole lot of situations that could come out of it. But there's an answer. There's a remedy. There is a cure, all right, for your ails. The cures were here before you got here, man, all right? And so any religious book, in the beginning of the book, it talks about the trees, the berries, the fruit here. And then later on, the creators, the gods, the ye are gods, said, let us make man in our image. And when man was made, man's problems were already here, all right? I mean, the solution to problems, okay? So, infertility. So, you can also think about any kind of symbols or I have my orange on today, y'all. Any kind of issues that may come up. Now, one time in Queens, there's a test. Now, let me tell you something. I always tell people not to be vengeful or revengeful, and you know, just let things happen the way they do, and they always do when you're doing things with a good intention and a pure heart. So I was telling you about the three women in Queens who weren't able to conceive, and they came to me. And there was a fourth woman who came to conceive. She had conceiving problems. And so she was dating a pastor, and she wanted to make sure once he popped the question that she would be able to have children for him and with him. And so, you know, I'm the type that if I've gone through an experience before, I always give the person the benefit of a doubt, because, you know, sometimes you are a mentor in the life of people that you don't intend to be the mentor. And the mentor is just someone who has gone through an issue or a situation, and they can recollect what they did and what they didn't do to get out of that situation, and to share that with you. That's all a mentor is. So the mentor helps you shorten the distance of where you need to go. The mentor is the person that may not be your cheerleader, but they will be your coach, okay? A mentor is a person that will allow you to fall and fail. In your eyes, you fail, but it's just feedback. A mentor will allow you to do that, because a mentor is just watching, keeping an eye on you, like our ancestors. And I always tell people, you can't fight what you cannot see, okay? Communing with the dead in the Bible is not your ancestors. That's with dead corpses that are not alive, that are the dead walking. Okay, that's what that is. And so when you begin to realize that this is a spiritual journey, the experience of the journey is coming to you for the experience. You're the being, you are. And so things come, and if you like the experience and you want the experience, you draw the experience with your mind. And so in my intention to help women who are not able to conceive, the fourth woman came and she wanted to get pregnant. She wanted to make sure everything was cleaned out and everything like that. And so she came with her intention. And so she came to me, and at the time I didn't have my scanner. I just did a lot of iridology, at that time. And so I saw there was trouble in her womb. And I said, there's a lot of stuff that's missing there. And she was like, yeah, this is, you know, I had all these problems with it and all this. And so I didn't do anything herbally for her because I didn't feel that she could benefit from it. In my mind, you know, may have been too far gone because I won't trick you. I won't lead you on and tell you that I can do something that I don't see me doing. And it's already, you know, volatile, the things that we're dealing with in the health of the people. And so I won't lead you on. So I told her, I said, listen, I said, there's one thing that I know that you can do, and it will help us to find out the right direction for you. I'm not saying that I thought she was a fraud. You know, I always give people the benefit of a doubt. As a domestic violence, two-time survivor, anybody who tells me that they're trying to get out of a situation, I might post it to my page because I've been in the situation, I've been left for dead by a serial killer that I was married to. And so the grace was there for me to survive. And so, but I think about the woman who did not survive his hands, my ex, and her unborn child that was cut out and killed. And so whenever someone says, I'm being hurt, or I do a lot of work with domestic violence survivors, because something makes you think that it's okay to be a punching bag, and it's not, ever. Even with the barbaric teachings that we grew up in our community with beating your children, that makes your child susceptible to getting beaten by the police, the policy enforcers, and that's not okay. All right, so don't allow yourself as parents to condition your children to getting beat. Okay, we used to do it. Now we know better, all right? And so whenever you're thinking about, you know, punishment for a child, think of things. Unplug a PlayStation, you know? Go outside and play for 2 hours in the sun, okay? And, you know, make them try food that you've been trying to get them to eat. You know, that's punishment. You know, don't give them any ratchet stuff. But I'm saying if you want them to eat more vegetables, okay, so 2 times this week you're going to have all vegetables, all vegan food, all right? That's your punishment, okay? All right, so you never have to put your hands on anyone, and don't allow anyone to put their hands on you ever, okay? It's not okay. It's not okay to go to work with a black eye, saying that you bumped into a cabinet. It's not okay to have bruises on your arm and you tell people that I slipped and I fell, if it's not true. All right, it's not okay. It's not okay to cover up for someone who is abusing you, because although you may have low self-esteem and they have brought you down and told you that you will never amount to anything, no one will ever like you. They have, they take you away from your friends and your family, forbidding you. You're not owned by anybody. So you have free will, you know. A lot of the shelters are there for you. And it's not a permanent situation, but it will temporarily get you. But my issue is, why does the woman have to leave the home and uproot the children, go all the way across town, maybe another county? Your children have to go to another school. You have to find other ways to get to work. You might have to change your job because he's an idiot, but he's laying in the bed watching cartoons, eating Cheerios or Fruit Loops, you know, not having a struggle. You have packed your clothes in a garbage bag. If you have a car, it's in your trunk, while he gets to get up, take a nice hot long shower, open up the drawers, get his underwear out, put on a suit, and go find the next victim while the children are in a place where they don't need to be. They have been uprooted. And especially if you're paying the bills, you're leaving your house, okay? So we have to start thinking critically, all right? There are ways to survive. You don't have to do that. You don't have to, I mean, verbal abuse is still abuse. Emotional abuse is still abuse. Physical abuse is, we know that's abuse. Financial abuse, you don't have any money because you give him all your money or you're relying on him. And this is from the tip top of any financial realm to the lowest. Every type of person has been represented in domestic violence, okay? Super rich, beating the girls and the women and the women and the fans or the groupies. It goes on everywhere in Congress. It goes on.